Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to welcome you to Alior Bank's first quarter 2015 results announcement. Today, our speakers are Wojciech Sobieraj, CEO, Witold Skrok, CFO, and Nils Mundorf, Executive Management Advisory. So first, we will start with the presentation, and then, as usually, we will follow with the Q&A. Regarding Q&A, I have a kind request to all of you. If you may not answer any questions regarding Carlota Sara sell down issue, because we may not comment it. So the answer would be simply that we may not comment. So thank you very much. I give voice to our speakers.
Okay. So, welcome. I present the first three pages and the last three. Witek and Nils will help me with the rest of the presentation. I'm on page two. These are the highlights of our achievements and the business in the first quarter 2015. I would say 85 million, excluding the results of the Meritum merger, is in line or even slightly above our expectations. It represents 25% growth year on year, and at the same time, the positive development of both sides of the balance sheet continues with the positive impact of the entire Meritum integration. Meritum integration is on track. Both costs and synergies involved in the process are confirmed. Also, we believe that we can achieve, as a matter of professional pride, the fastest merger process done in Poland. We believe that after the General Assembly meeting that is scheduled on the 25th of May, the decision from KNF will follow very soon to allow us to conduct the legal merger. And I would like to confirm that the operational merger between the two banks can be done in September, October this year. So from signing to the joint banks would be the entire process will take us slightly above one or even less than 1 year. T-Mobile banking services on track with one negative aspect, which is the only today, and this is not coincidence, only today we are starting the first loan campaign. It's going to be very strong 6-week ATL campaign designed to sell the lending products in all T-Mobile branches. NIM impact of the rate cuts was visible, but I think it remains strong and best in the class, 4.3 for Alior and 4.6 together with Meritum. On page 3, the details of the merger with the Meritum, 36 million only integration results and synergies this year, 77 is planned for next year and 87 for the year 2017. So I would like to confirm that the management board and all the employees in Alior will do all the effort needed to kind of synchronize the 36 million expected synergies this year with the costs, this 50 million. That is, I don't want to confirm 100%, but it's with a very big probability I can say that the net impact of this year of the synergies and the costs on Meritum will be close to zero. The HR optimization program is already underway. All of regulatory bodies are informed. The agreements with the trade unions of in Alior and Meritum have been signed. and the new organizational structure is in place. I'm really proud to announce that we will have now the three center of operations. Warsaw will practically stay untouched. Krakow is the center of our operations in IT. And on the top of that, we are adding the Gdańsk team. And there will be, we move consumer finance business to Gdańsk using the know-how, expertise, people that are there. And we will use the IT engineers and experts from Meritum to help or to compete or to support our colleagues in Krakow, so that you will not be surprised with the lack of innovations from Alior on the IT side. KNF approval, as I mentioned, it's very difficult to expect on the. It's very difficult to say at which speed the regulator should act, because it can be used against us. But I think, judging from the current level of the communication with them, the questions asked, the dialogue, we do expect that legal merger approval might take place relatively soon. Relatively soon after the 25th of May. So this is. On page four, which is usually my favorite, I would like to focus on some of the numbers. The net profit grows by 34% and without year on year, and without the Meritum impact, the growth is at 25%. You see in all the lines strong double-digit growth. But the loan increase of 31%, the deposit by 27%, these are the two things that I would like to highlight. Costs are under control, and we are on the way to achieve this cost level at the level that we announced earlier, or even faster, to decline it. It's now well below 50%, and we are on the track to get into 48%. So these are the highlights of this page, and then the details will be presented by Nils.
Thank you, Wojciech. On page number five, just to be sure I understand this with remote control. On page number five, I would like to highlight 1 billion loan growth for Alior standalone, and adding 2.8 billion from Meritum. That's 11% added to the loan book. What's interesting in the Meritum is we're adding 25% on cash loans and credit cards to the Alior book, and 8% on corporate. And this corporate is pure micro business. We confirm our growth target this year, 5 billion, plus, of course, the 2.8 billion added from Meritum. Now, as consolidation, and when we will have the legal integration, this will be part of the combined bank. Page number six, 400 million deposit growth for Alior standalone. Very strong retail growth in the first quarter. We have, with the new interest rate environment, started a lot of campaigns for retail deposits and, of course, strengthening relationship with clients, and adding 3 billion zloty deposits from Meritum. That's 12% added to the deposit base of Alior in the consolidated. And in Meritum, it's interesting to see that there's almost 1 billion zloty of current account for retail, a very strong relationship with a number of retail customers. Page number seven, on corporate NPLs, we have seen good recovery of a few large cases, reducing the NPL. The retail NPL growth is in line with our calculated cost of risk, which we are booking and we are putting into our calculations for return on equity on the various customer segments. There was no sale of retail NPL in the first quarter. On the mortgage NPL, we had three cases, 4 million zloty, with very good loan-to-value coming into NPL. That is why we're seeing a reduction in the coverage ratio for mortgage. It's nothing that is worrying us. And else, we have seen the Meritum impact of 0.7% NPL growth for corporate and 0.4% NPL growth for retail, and both of them with very good coverage. On page number 8, NIM is down in the first quarter, mainly due to the rate cuts we have experienced in the fourth quarter and in March as well, and partly also due to a very strong sale of mortgage loans with lower NIM but very good ROE. The impact from the rate cuts have, to a high degree, been mitigated and are still being mitigated by a number of actions which we have listed up, which entails immediate repricing of loans, and we're continuing part of that. As you may recall, we delayed term deposit campaign for retail. We have taken part of that up again. Now we believe we have a more stable interest rate environment in front of us, potentially increasing in a year from now. And we have a very strong focus this year on further growth of cash loans and of micro-lending, and this should give us a good basis for believing we'll see a NIM increase throughout 2015. Witek?
Thank you. Fee and commission, slide number 9. Fee and commission income. We earned 93 million zloty in the last quarter. This almost the same result which we recorded in the last quarter, 2014, and this is a very good result. In the circumstances when the interchange went down, the steps which we taken in 2014 allowed us to repeat very good result in the line fee and commission. Slide number 10. ROE, 10.9% versus 12.4%, driven mainly by the increase of the equity through the distribution of the new shares and retained earnings. And very good equity, Tier 1 at the level of 11.2%, Tier 2 at the level of 2.8%. We see in the future that we'll need additional sub-debt. We are preparing, and in the course of second, third quarter, we would issue 150 to 200 million new sub-debt. Slide number 11. Cost at very moderate growth rate, 12%, and revenue by almost 20% allow us to keep cost to income ratio below 50%. Integration costs in the first quarter just only 1 million zloty, but we are expecting that bulk of the integration cost will come in the second and third third and fourth quarter. Slide number 12. We are acquiring a number of the customer at the very high speed, which we showed in the last year, this year, and we expect that this pace of growth will be able to continue in the course of this year. And as you remember, we already launched the restructuring process of our distribution network as a consequence of merger with Meritum Bank, having the fourth larger distribution network. We have to scale them down to our appetite.
So with on page 15
and 16, that's two projects of our growth with T-Mobile. I mentioned earlier we are about to finish the process of installing our employees, store-in-store concept in 135 locations. We have already our people. We will increase this number to 180, and we're investigating further 60 locations. There's a lot of traffic in the mobile branches. The equipment is more and more expensive, the smartphones, the tablets, and so on. So it looks like perfect place to talk about consumer finance for these people. We discovered that it's better when the financial issues are discussed with the people that are trained in financial matters rather than people that are experts in telecommunication. So the people are trained. All T-Mobile staff is motivated. So there is a sales program and incentive program with them to refer the clients to our representatives. And what was missing was the strong ATL support. Today you'll see it's not Robert Lewandowski this time, but a person equally known to the general public in Poland. So I think it would be a success. That's why we after May 15th, which is today, we'll have all the components ready to start full cooperation with T-Mobile, not only customer acquiring one. So I hope that on the next conference I will say that you see the first strong financial results from this cooperation. So far I can say that the break even will be faster than we expected, but this is definitely not the goal of the entire cooperation. We need much more in terms of the client revenues, and client revenues will come with a successful sale and of the lending products and refinancing of the existing financial obligations of T-Mobile clients. Then the very short review of our consumer finance performance. This is what we mentioned, that the installment loans average, it's practically stable at around 700 million. Yet the cross-sell grows to this client substantially. And we will continue this business using the IT systems, know-how, expertise, financial modeling that was accumulated in Meritum for the last years, and we combined it with what is the best in the class in Alior, and it allows me to be very positive that we will be the number two player in consumer finance in Poland after Santander. This is our goal. I think quite achievable. On page 18, these are the highlights and probably the most difficult page of the presentation. The easy part here is NIM. We started the last year with 4.5. We ended up with 4.6. So we are starting this year with 4.6. We believe that we'll end up at 4.7. Cost of risk is nothing special. It's just we do not expect any deterioration whatsoever. This is the increase that you see here is practically 100% related to the consolidation of the Meritum business. Loan growth, 400 million per month is still the target, and I think that we'll end up with 4.85 billion. Cost to income ratio, it's on the way to be below 48% this year. It all depends on the speed of execution of the synergies that I've mentioned. As I mentioned earlier, the most difficult is the first part, which is the consensus. We are not giving the guidance, but my problem is the following. When I've looked at the analyst report looking at us together with Meritum, the consensus is at 353 million. Last year, Alior, without one-off impact of Polbita, and 357 alone without Meritum. first quarter this year is something between 91 and 92. Vitek, we had to correct the numbers because yesterday it was, 2 days ago it was 9167 and now it's 91443. So it's become 91. So 357 for last year, 91 for first quarter this year. Getting without merit last year, these two numbers would call me to say that 353 is, I feel, we all feel very, very comfortable with this number. But we are still in a very uncertain environment, and I think that I would look for the results for the second quarter and to be more than very, very comfortable with this number. That's all what I can say about this first line. Thank you very much, and open for questions. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen, for the presentation. Now we are to follow to the second part of the meeting, so the questions and answer session. When willing to ask the question, just let me know. We have one question.
Dariusz Górski, BZWK. I have a question on net interest income, but on Alior standalone. It's a bit tricky, but it looks on a number that your income was up, but your cost was also high by around 13, 15 billion, million. Why was that if you were not chasing or seeking new deposits? Because it looks like your cost of funding has been up in this quarter.
We've mentioned that we haven't run any special campaign for the deposits. That's true. So we were not chasing the deposits in January and in February. Yet we still we do not have the parent company, and we maintain our philosophy of self-financing. So there was not a single day that our cost, that our loan to deposit was below, was above 100% ratio. It's true that the cost of funding reflected in cost of the deposits that we pay to the client has increased.
This is just one sentence to what Wojciech said. MPC cut the rate in the March, and within this 1 month period, we were not able to reprice deposits of our customer with a maturity longer than 1 month. So this is the main reason to explain why cost of net interest expenses relatively significantly, I would say that.
Let me follow up. Meritum results. You provided us with two sets, one for the full quarter, one for results of Meritum since you technically acquired it. They're a little bit different and should be, which ones? And interestingly, the ones since February are higher than the ones for the full quarter. So which ones are you consider as recurrent or are they recurrent?
This is just for a pure, we became the owner on the 19th of February of Meritum, and since that we started to consolidate it. So for the consolidation and to show the impact on consolidated results, we took only this period, so February 19th, end of March. And for representation, we also disclose the full quarter results of Meritum.
Do we have any following questions?
I can say it's nothing unusual, because this we took Meritum at the situation where business foundations were very solid, yet they were missing capital and liquidity-based, deposit-based, that would allow them to grow the loan volumes as soon as the appropriate agreements has been signed between us and Meritum. They got the fuel for doing business as usual. And in March alone, they immediately got themselves to the levels of sales that were from September, October last year. So the first 2 months of the Meritum were lower in sales, and the loan loss provisions that they made in January were high. So to answer your question, I believe that Meritum is now back on track. They have both capital and the deposit base that would allow them to grow at the speed that is reflected in the latter part.
Izar Pitskay, Popular Securities. I have a question to this slide number 18, to this loan growth for 2015, including Meritum Bank. How we should read this 5 billion? Is it really including Meritum Bank, or it's without?
As I mentioned, 5 billion plus the 2.8 billion we just are consolidating.
Okay. And my second question would be about the outlook on the net interest income for the Alior Bank standalone for the second quarter. You've mentioned that you didn't have enough time to reprice the deposits after the March cut, but how the cut in the Lombard rate would affect your net interest income in the second quarter. So basically, whether the loan growth will outpace the pressure on NIM that at least I foresee or expect to see in the sector in the second quarter.
We have two elements here. So the first one, which you just mentioned, so pure technical reduction of the Lombard rate and the impact on the NIM, and this is a part of the story. And the second, which you can see in the first quarter, is increase of mortgage loan in the overall portfolio. Mortgages has three times lower margin than the cash loan. What we are doing to offset and to offset this effect and to improve in the second quarter, we are focusing on the cash loan. Also, the mortgage will not limit the growth of the mortgage portfolio, but our primary target is to support and to increase sales of cash loan.
Yeah, but I think it's fair to say that the second quarter of this year will be the most difficult in kind of protecting our NIM levels, because later one of these elements will be easier for us to handle, which was linked with the impact of interest rate cut on the deposits. So do not expect miracles on NIM in the second quarter, but we are confirming that the year end will come back the same path that it was last year to 4.7, obviously under the assumption that there won't be any further rate cuts.
Perhaps one more thing adding to that, the mitigation actions we have taken on introducing a number of different fees are periodized as interest income. So it's not only the Lombard, which is the factor down, we have actions taken which will increase the NIM also in the second quarter.
But basically, now looking at Meritum's first Q results, we should see a bigger pressure on NIM in Meritum than in Alior on the standalone basis in the second quarter.
Not really, because what Nils mentioned, they changed the pricing structure. So the component of the net interest income is much lower, and the bulk of the...
Just on the new sales, right?
Right. Plus the, offering the same customer a higher volume loan. So
I do understand your actions that you are taking in order to increase fees at the expense of the interest, what will have at the end a positive impact on the net interest income. What I'm trying to get a feeling of is basically whether the net interest income in the
second quarter should not be lower than in the first quarter, and we are focusing on the additional measures to improve them also in the second quarter. But as Wojtek mentioned, you should not expect any miracle. Please remember that this repricing was introduced on our side, both in Meritum and Alior, in October.
Okay, so this declaration about no drop in the net interest income both for Alior and Meritum.
Mm-hmm. So as I wouldn't say declaration, but
okay,
intention.
Perhaps one more information to that. We can reveal that Meritum in the month of April had a good result, which is giving us comfort in the statements.
Just one sentence about the Meritum. We had a feeling that we bought a very good machine that was lack of fuel. And I think the fuel of capital and the deposits are pumped in March. To our surprise, the effects of pumping fuel came almost immediately, and the volumes came back to the of the new sales came back to the levels before the Meritum crisis that started in the fourth quarter last year.
I have a question on this slide in terms of outlook, because I think some people may take it the wrong way. A quarter ago, you showed a similar slide, which showed 2015 market consensus, which was higher, excluding Meritum. And now I think you're showing the figure, which is a little bit lower, and that includes Meritum. So some people may read into this that you are kind of diminishing or reducing your expectations for the full year.
These people are reading this wrongly. I mean, okay. I think that we are, I'm not increasing my, but I'm not, definitely, I would like to say that the Alior is not decreasing its goals. And you know, I'm putting the numbers that are deliberately, we looked very careful through your reports, and in those reports, we took those reports that include the Meritum to be unbiased. Some of you are so pessimistic about the NIM, about the structure of the market, that basically got us worried. And we said, okay, maybe our internal forecasts are too optimistic versus your expectations. That's why there was a pressure to announce that this number is too low, but I think that we refrain from this at this quarter. We'll wait.
This issue was very, very important for us, and we didn't put just a PAP consensus, but we took your figures. So,
but if we take those with Meritum and without Meritum, because some of the analyst reports that are excluding Meritum, then the difference is 4 million, because the consensus without Meritum is 357, consensus with Meritum is 353. Obviously, it's not that Meritum is a kind of value destructor; it's the fact that some of you are much more negative on the general macro situation. That's it.
Can I have one question on Meritum? Because you're saying that April was good for them, even though this is the first full month of the even lower Lombard, four times Lombard, right, from 12 to 10. So how do they do that? How do they do that so that they have no pressure? It's almost kind of impossible, right, to immediately reprice the back book to compensate for it.
What I was referring to is our questions, because they changed the pricing for the customer in October. So after October's reduction, they increased net interest margin to 10%, offsetting an increasing fee and commission. Because of IFRS, this fee and commission is recognized in the net interest margin line. And because of that, the incremental profitability is even higher than in October before MPC cut the rate.
And we were in Alior, we were proud that we have good front office systems at the branches, and in general we are quite good in IT systems and structure. Yet what we've discovered in Gdańsk in terms of the, especially for the front office systems for the intermediaries, is by far better from what we've had in terms of the speed of reaction, in terms of multiple levels of individual pricing for intermediaries, in terms of the risk control per intermediary. That's why we're building the hub and the IT solutions based on what we have in Gdańsk. The truth is that Meritum was able to develop the system where they were number one for all intermediaries that they worked with in pricing, in speed of reaction, in time to yes, time to cash. Actually, we would like to apply this technologies from Gdańsk into the entire franchise network of Alior and to the consumer finance network of Alior and our own intermediaries. So that's why using these techniques allow them to be faster in repricing in situation where repricing is needed.
I will have also a question with regards to net fees. I remember that last quarter we discussed that you made some upwards revision in your price list and it should have a positive impact on fees. My question is whether we already see in the first quarter full impact of that and whether you are progressing with the further increases in fees.
Yes, we announced this in at the beginning of November, having 2 month periods to inform the customers. And if you look at the slide 9, you will see that the other grew by 5 million zlotys, of almost 10%, to offset the drop of the income from interchange.
But this was not done in a way that all the clients, to all of them, we sent the new fees and commission tables in November. It was only part. Then part of this repricing happened in December, part of it happened in January. So you do not see the full results yet. I can say that you are seeing the very small portion that is linked with the new pricing scheme on loan consumer lending. But the full impact on charges for accounts, the monthly fees, is visible here in a very, very small fraction. The second quarter, you'll see this in a larger extent.
And one more question on slide 10 with regards to the Tier 1 ratio. This 10.4, right, together with Meritum. Is there a full year 2014 earnings in that?
Yes.
And so going forward in coming quarters, it will be just improving by retention of the earnings.
Yes.
And do you feel comfortable with this level of Tier 1 ratio?
Yes. Bearing in mind our net profit expectation for this year and 4.55 billion zloty portfolio growth, we are comfortable with those two figures to keep Tier 1 ratio at a safe level.
But it's, having said so, we are looking at this very, very carefully. So no lending. So if I have to sacrifice something, it will be the volume of loans. It won't be the kind of reckless lending from our side with the low margin lending just to satisfy the 5 billion growth of lending volume and then be in trouble with the net profit, which would translate into the capital. The capital, we feel, with this level, we feel confident, will reach the net earnings, would allow us to grow without the capital increase. And we are balancing the loan growth volumes to manage very carefully not to go into the lower margin volumes. And at the same time, in the first quarter, we haven't sold a single non-performing loan portfolio, a single złoty. We are preparing for first large sale in Alior in the next quarters.
Okay, so would you be retaining earnings quarter after quarter, or how we should?
No, half a year.
And what is the minimum level of this ratio that you would like not to drop below?
Our internal target is 9.25%.
Okay, and you mentioned the sale of NPLs. How large transaction we should expect?
I think it's too early to say. We are now looking. We are quite. The issue here is that we really are quite efficient in our own collection. At the same time, we're getting older and older. So there's two things. And in the very dynamic pricing situation, competition among the special companies that are buying them, funds. So depending on this level, we can set up portfolios very small or quite significant. It should be known to the market, I think, second quarter, maybe not on the brink of second and the third quarter.
When you are mentioning the sale of NPLs in the context of the capital position, to me it suggests that you are expecting some extra earnings or extra profits from the sale of this portfolio, because otherwise it would not have impact on the capital of the bank.
But it might. So we don't want to go into details yet.
And this guidance on the cost of risk, is it without the sale of NPLs?
That's including all actions we will take throughout the year.
Okay, thank you.
A number of questions. First of all, a number of banks have updated the guidance on cost of risk, meaning that they commented that they saw positive development on the loan book, and they, for example, BZW, PKO BP, they said that now they expect lower cost of risk than they expected previously. And my question would be, do you see this sort of development in your book, or it's not happening?
If we have a homogeneous structure of the loan book, I would subscribe to what they said. They know they're much bigger, they know what they are doing, and PKO BP and BZWPK, they see the whole spectrum of lending, including large corporates, mid, small, and consumer lending. So I would say that our increase of cost of risk here is the reflection of the changing of the structure. But if we go line by line, I would say that I do not see any phenomenon that would call for increase of the cost of risk. So they are right.
Okay. On commenting on the consensus and guidance, my question would be, comparing to the meeting that we have like a few weeks ago when you commented on the full year results, is the outlook for standalone Alior right now better than it was like a few weeks ago, or the outlook is the same but you're just commenting on the whole discussion is just a reason of Meritum?
Yes, it is brighter than a few weeks ago.
And in what lines then? In what aspects?
Net profits.
Yeah. But you mean the sales or the net interest margin or the repricing or the cost of risk or the fees repricing, or it's...
You've mentioned all of them.
Okay.
No, I think that what I'm trying to say, we feel very, very comfortable with cost-income ratios, with the cost structure of the bank. Why I'm brighter outlook than a few weeks ago, for instance, because we finished the discussions with the trade unions. It was something that we remembered from the past, but we haven't an experience of discussing with the trade unions while we are in Alior. Now this is over. We have excellent relationship with both unions in Alior and with, so it puts me into the more concrete mode. I know now what's going to be my cost base. I think that some of the measures on repricing to get to defend the net interest margin work. So it makes me a little bit more optimistic. I see the appetite for loans growing, and my only concern is to balance the loans and loan book in a way that we are not chasing the volumes at the price of profitability. So actually, these are the fees and commission repricing started to show its impact on the fees that clients pay, and yet we were able to maintain number two position in net client acquisition on the market despite the repricing. So all in all, I'm more positive than I was a few weeks ago.
Perhaps adding from the strategic projects as well, we reached break-even in the consumer finance project in the fourth quarter last year. That in itself is bringing a positive contribution throughout 2015. The skill set we have managed to achieve in the cooperation with T-Mobile is also giving us some comfort that till the year end we're going to see some very good results there.
Another maybe two technical questions. First, can you please remind us what is the sort of a percent or number of shares held by the vehicle controlled by the management of Alior? Just is there anything besides what you are, you know?
Roughly 1.4 million. It's in the financial statements in the note.
Okay, thank you. And then you just did it, but I understand that my question would be, what is the percentage of voice on shareholder meetings that you need to have to vote issue of shares of share swap with another bank? Or what was the percentage that you needed to have this Meritum deal approved?
Meritum...
It was 80-85?
Yes, it was 80%, but there's a different issue because we decision of the General Assembly was to improve increase of equity by issuing the new shares, and this is why we need a qualified majority.
And then if there would be different sort of transaction?
Well, we asked at the beginning that all questions related to the new transaction shall be postponed at least.
Okay. And then my last question would be that this anti-lichfa bill is evidently not working, meaning that the lower rates are not translating into lower cost of loans for the clients. And my question would be, are you in some sort of a discussion with UOKiK maybe right now, or are you concerned that something can come from the regulator that will make the life for banks like Santander Consumer Bank or Meritum more difficult? Or do you think that this new sort of a structure of pricing of consumer loans is to stay?
Let me repeat once again in public. I think that we are really longing and waiting for the set of regulations that are considered to curb the reckless lending and anti-usury and whatever. Because I think that Alior, all in all, the pricing for the clients is still below anything that that is typical for non-banks attacking the clients with this products. We have only small proportion, 3% of our portfolio of consumer lending is with the APRs higher than 25%, all in, including the fees and commissions. So I think that simple answer to your question, we do not believe or expect on something that would affect our business.
Thank you.
In consumer lending.
Marta Czajkowska, Bodyga, MBPS. Can I just confirm with you one thing about Meritum? In the report, you showed that the net profit is 8 million zloty for the period between February and March, and in the presentation you're showing 6 million. The difference comes from lower funding from Alior. Is that correct?
No, these are just what we consolidated and results of the first quarter.
The difference is they did very high loan loss provisions in the first half of that quarter before we consolidated.
And maybe just one more question on costs. Excuse me if I understood it wrong, but I believe you mentioned that the delta between synergies and the cost of integration should be close to zero. Yet you are showing that it should be 14 million in the presentation, that cost synergies 36 and integration costs 50 million. Should I read into that other initiatives should kind of cover that?
No. We are confirming the synergies level of 36, 77, and 87. These are the all synergies that we will have from merger with Meritum. We are confirming the one-off costs of this exercise is 50 million. And I'm promising to do the best that this 50 million will offset the 36. It can be done in two ways. The saving from 2016 can be achieved faster. So this 50 million offsets, it's not going to be 36 million, but 50 million of additional savings. Or it can be that part of the costs, if, for instance, we fire or close some of the branches a little bit later. Part of the costs that we, in our current plan, have for the amount of 50 million zloty will be incurred not this year, but 2016. I'm working only on a time scale, not the money scale. There are no magics, nothing that we discovered that is beyond the expectations. We confirm what is there. It's just a matter of appropriate synchronizing on these two streams.
And as you have seen, we will quarterly report what the spending and the synergy levels have been, at least until we have reached the levels which we're expecting. So, later, of course, there will be a mixing of their business and our business, but we have systems set up to identify and be able to report.
Okay, perfect. And maybe just to follow up on cost, I believe it was mentioned that you are downscaling your network. Would you provide any details on the timing or on the attitude of that?
So We announced this let's call it project with a target to upgrade some of our regular branches. Some of them will be downgrade to the Alior Express design, and they will provide the same limited number of products as they do currently. And if you look at the number of branches, the process has been started, and the bulk of the branches we expect to be shut down in the third quarter, and we are talking about around 40 branches.
It's a mixture. Some of them will be converted into franchise. Some of them will be upgraded into what we call Alior Premium. Some of them will be shut down. Now, Vitek, just remind me, this managing this 36 and 50, what I've mentioned earlier, it's in a big portion, it depends on what to do with these 40 branches. There are some discussions that someone can come and take a whole bulk because they are modern, they are located in a high traffic areas. So it just happened that we have that branch next door, so we don't need the two branches in the same shopping center. So if we, for instance, were able to get this as a package to some investor, then you will see much lower costs. This 50 million will not be burned. We will not be paying the penalty fees for exiting the locations. So what we are presenting now is the worst case scenario. It can change this on the cost side of the locations.
What I'm looking for, whether at the end of the day it will positively impact your P&L or not, because I mean you're moving around them, and whether the impact will be positive at the end of the day.
So as I mentioned, the 36 plus 77 plus 87 minus 50, is this a positive impact? If you ask me, is it going to be this year? I'm trying to make it zero. It's not magic. It's like that.
But
so I'm not moving around.
Please remember that let's say we have two components of the marriage with Meritum. The first is a daily business. So the net profit which is expected to be earned in the course of 2015, which will be fully consolidated, plus the effect of the integration process. And in the integration process, we have the cost and we have the synergies. As Wojtek mentioned, in the worst case scenario, it would be negative impact 40 million zloty. But there is a lot of things to do on our side to make this negative impact zero.
To follow up on the branches, on page 12, you're showing the customer split, and looks like the branches are actually starting to lose customers. There's a 5,000 difference quarter on quarter. So the question is this structural thing, I mean, the market is just saturated, or is it the cannibalization effect of T-Mobile, which is actually continuing to add customers?
No, I think it's a gradual, it's the impact of the repricing that we have. We offer the clients at the branches a very simple deal. Either we become a first a bank of choice, and then you enjoy everything that you have so far for free, ATMs, so no cuts in service level, no cuts in packages for clients. Some of them wanted to use us as a kind of free ATM facility, banking with our competitors. So we say we are patient with them. We were patient for 1, 2, 3 years. Now time to go and make a decision. And we are positively, that's why I'm referring to the previous question, we are positively surprised, not surprised, we are positively affected with the number of clients that accept Alior as the bank of first choice. So you can expect marginal drop of the number of clients per branch, if that's going to have the positive impact on our business and P&L. I think this is all the explanation.
And to conclude the synergies discussion, the 50 million cost of integration, is this going to be OPEX or outside.
Yes.
This is OPEX through P&L, right?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Are there any following questions? If not, then I suggest for an operator to open the line for the questions for the conf call attendees.
Thank you. To ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. You can cancel your request today by pressing the hash key. That's star and one for a question. And our first question comes from Ivan at Bookmat. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for the call. I've got two questions. Number one is, in the impact of Meritum for your first quarter earnings, I saw that the actual input of fee income is quite low. I was just wondering if it's a temporary effect or there's just been some shifting around. And the second question, it refers to something that you earlier have disclosed, the standalone financial plan for Meritum. I was just wondering if following the rate cut and following the integration, what are your feelings regarding those earlier projected numbers? Thank you.
Okay, answer to your first
First question was around the fees and commission and impact on Meritum. I think we do not expect, it's not a mistake, the impact on the fees and commission line from Meritum because of their business will be very small. They have 250,000 clients that added to, but most of them are clients in the consumer lending. The all fees and commissions that are charging the consumer loans clients are added into the net interest margin line. They do not have a lot of fees and commission. We will be working to increase this, to change, but it will take some time, so do not expect any impact on Meritum on this line especially. Now, the second part of the question is when we looked at is the level of net income that and the forecast that the management of Meritum made and we announced in our previous presentation. It was 85 million net profit for Polish accounting standard before the rate cuts, before the before all these negative changes. We believe that after all these changes, including the translation into the international accounting standards, we still are very positive, and I think that they will end up at around 50.
Thank you very much.
There are no further questions.
Which makes the whole transaction of Meritum, after all this, when we paid 300 million, six times earning, it's not a bad deal, I guess.
All right. If we have no further questions, then thank you very much for attending our presentation. Thank you for our speakers as well. And for our shareholders, I would like to remind you that on 25th of May, we have an AGM. And for the remaining participants, we see each other in August at our semi-annual results. Thank you.